The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Lamar and I, to me, had a good relationship. Mm-hmm. Could it have been better? Of course. Lamar and I never had an issue. I don't know where that comes from. John, I never saw Lamar and Coach Harbaugh not have a great relationship. I never saw that. I never saw Coach Harbaugh and any of our players not have a great relationship. So any of that would be news to me, but I don't know how people feel. You can't get all the credit when we do well and just exonerate yourself from the blame when it doesn't go that way. That is so ridiculously out there that I can't even live in that world. You know what? I didn't coach Lamar well enough. I didn't have as good a relationship as I could have. I didn't do the things that we needed this year to win enough games to give ourselves a chance.
It's Todd Monken. I guess soon to be ex offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens on the Ryan Ripken Show. Ryan, of course, our colleague here, 105.7 The Fan, and we'll be hearing from him in a very short period of time as we creep closer to baseball, and maybe even before that when it's all said and done, but admitting didn't coach him well enough, whatever that means. I mean, you have to maximize the skill set of your best player. And in 2023, when he won a most valuable player, and the Ravens had a tremendous offense, then in 2024, took it up a notch. They added Derrick Henry to the equation. Lamar had by far his best statistical season throwing the football, had one of the 5 highest quarterback ratings in the history of the league. You figure, of all the problems the Ravens may have had, Todd Monken and Lamar Jackson coexisting was probably at the very bottom of it. But we started to read and hear, Nolan, that, you know, maybe things weren't as kumbaya as we thought they would. The statistical rankings dropped. Lamar getting hurt obviously had a lot to do with it. Offensive line regret. We can reach for excuses, reasons, whatever, because we've been doing it since September, and now we're in the second week of January. But Todd Monken admitting, I didn't do a good enough job of coaching Lamar. Now, in what regard? I don't really know. Maybe he didn't prepare him enough. Maybe he didn't motivate him enough. Maybe if Lamar questioned things, he wasn't listening. I mean, I'm just speculating, of course. But, you know, for Todd Monken to come out and say something that a lot of people have assumed, I think speaks volumes. And good job, Ryan Ripken.
Yeah. I texted him this morning. I was like, taking off like wildfire. Front page of ESPN here. I'm looking at it right now. It's great. Great for him.
Good call.
But I think Munkin's second comment there, to me, I kind of put that in the same category as what he says pretty much every week throughout the season when they're asking him about any sort of issue that the offense might be having. And it was almost robotic in his answer. How do we scheme it? How do we call it? How do we coach it? Blah, 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 blah. Which basically just comes back to, hey, put the blame on me. I got to be better at the forefront. And that's where it starts. To me, that's where I took that second comment. I didn't read too much into that. I could have made the relationship better. I think that was just him saying, yeah, it can always be better. Even if it was great, it could always be better. That's the way you should strive. So in reality, all this reported friction between Munkin and Lamar, probably not as bad as the people that thought it was a nightmare situation. It's not that bad, but I also don't think it's nothing to see here.
Sure.
I mean, let's be honest. He's not going to go on this interview and, you know, hey, with all this stuff flowing around about you and Lamar and friction, say, hell yeah, I can't stand that dude. I hate working with him. I'm happy to get out of here. You know, he's never going to say that. And he's looking for his next job. So optics-wise, this actually bodes well for him. I've seen plenty of people say it on social media, you know, Todd's answers were great. This paints him in a perfect light. Not that he really needed any extra PR boost. I mean, he's been receiving head coaching interest the past couple of years. So I think he'll be just fine finding a job.
No doubt about it. But to your point as well, Nolan, by the way, it's a Featured Artist Friday here on The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Scamponi is back. He's on the other side of the glass. It's Vinny and Haney. The Cars, by the way, is our band. If you want to hear anything from them, send your song request. Plazaport text line at 410-583-1057. And I'm not disputing the reports that said there was friction.
Because it came locally.
Yeah, and we've talked to a couple. Yeah, it's not a national headline or any of this stuff where Lamar seemed to rely more on T. Martin. He was more of a sounding board than with Todd Munkin, even not during the games, because Todd's up in the eye in the sky and T's on the sidelines, but out of practice during training camp. You know, I was at training camp one time and Lamar wasn't even there. I mean, that was kind of the year for me. But he tended to gravitate more to his quarterback coach than to the OC. And now you're trying to read between lines and all of that. But there were a couple of reports that said, you know, things weren't as warm and fuzzy.
So maybe that's where I think I get what Todd's saying, where he's like, I don't know where this comes from or why people take something that maybe is rooted in truth, but again, it was never that bad, right? And they twist it into this whole big story to fit a narrative that, you know, they hate each other, you know, they pass each other in the hallway, wouldn't even look at each other, something like that. I mean, the way stuff travels these days, it really does get blown out of proportion and blown out of proportion really fast. So again, I still maintain the truth is somewhere in the middle. I think there was friction to some extent. But was it bad enough that it really hindered them from doing their job? Clearly not. I mean, look at the last 2 years, 23 and 24, case in point of that. Yeah. And quite frankly, you don't have to like somebody to work professionally with them and be successful with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's any walk of life, especially pro sports.
What are you trying to say, Nolan McGraw? I'm trying to read between the lines. Anyway, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. But to your point last year as well, Lamar Jackson had a brilliant, brilliant 2024. Didn't win the MVP. Got it. Was first team all pro. So the success rate was there. And as John Harbaugh was sacrificed, and we're going to hear from Steve Bisciotti and Eric DaCosta coming up Tuesday afternoon, we also heard Todd Munkin talking about that he didn't see anything that would lead him to believe that John Harbaugh had lost the locker room. As Ian Rappaport and others have reported, because everyone's got a voice now. And Adam Schefter, we talked about that. We opened the show, I believe, with it yesterday, pushed back at that, said, no, guys were going in his office or whatever, contacting him, just like crestfallen over the fact that he's no longer going to be part of the equation.
Here's a new thought on that, and it didn't mention this yesterday, but the more I thought about that whole Schefter report, not disputing it, And he did mention a few players by name, right? What was it? Zay Flowers, Isaiah Likely. Only mentioned a few. But John was let go on Tuesday evening, like 5 p.m., pretty late in the day. Locker cleanouts were Monday. Now, I'm sure, obviously, some players hung around that were still there Tuesday. We got a workout in. I don't know the exit interview process they were going through. You try to get all the players and sit them down and talk to them. It's probably a multi-day thing. So, yeah, I'm sure there were some guys that were in the building on Tuesday. But to paint it as this big farewell, kumbaya, you know, he didn't get the chance to talk to the team. Didn't get the chance to even talk to his coaches. You know, Charlie Kohler, Ryan Ripken show again, said, you know, I found out when the fans found out.
Right.
You know, my group chat's hitting me up. I got friends telling me, hey, your coach is out. I got to go to social media to confirm it. You know, I don't know. I mean, is Schefter telling the truth? Not calling him a liar here, but maybe overblowing it.
Yeah,
a few players are probably upset, the ones that were in the building. And, you know, if you're still there in the building and you have a chance to say goodbye in person, you're going to do it. Where a majority of the team, it was probably phone calls and texts.
You ever see Rudy?
Mm-hmm.
Made it sound like the scene where everyone put their jersey on Dan Devine's desk, that sort of thing. And it was probably not to that level. But the bottom line is we could sit here, Nolan, and talk about what was, what could have been, what should have been the 2025 season. The finality is 8-9. And your coach got fired. Some of the players are going to be gone, if not a lot of them. And we would assume that most of the coaching staff is going to move on and find other positions here, at least coordinator-wise.
Right.
And that includes Chris Horton, too, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, another long-tenured guy.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see maybe what's next for him. If he could be a guy that maybe follows Harbaugh. But Harbaugh's been pretty loyal to him,
yeah,
so it'll
possibly
be interesting to see. But yeah, Zach Orr, no public interview for him, but he did take to social media, basically said, that's it, looking
peace
for
out.
The next opportunity type thing. And Monken pretty much said it in the interview, yeah, whatever's next for me, something of that nature.
Now with Zach Orr, and he took a lot of heat the last 2 years, replacing Mike Macdonald as defensive coordinator, and a lot of it justified. Unprepared and just communication lapses or whatever it is. And with the personnel he was given, should there have been more results?
Yeah. I mean, what were we saying? I'm trying to go back in time. Remember what the talking points were at the beginning of last year, because that was the transition from McDonald to him.
It was all communication. Everyone was discombobulated there.
So much to be made of that. Again, McDonald, the defensive genius, or a first-time DC, some growing pains expected. But the roster itself, pretty much the same. Maybe one or two guys missing. But for the most part, your key, especially your big-name players, Hamilton, Roquan, your leaders, Matabike, was all the same.
Yeah, we lost him early, which turned out to be a massive...
This year.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about
last year.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It was the same roster that McDonald had at his disposal, which made it all the more confusing is that, okay, how can the scheme be that wildly different that these guys aren't grasping it in a way? But then you mentioned communication. All right, I can see that, but even still, it's the same players. Like, what changed? I mean, Roquan's still the green dot guy. Mm. You know, Hamilton's still the guy organizing things on the back end. I don't know. To me, it didn't make sense the operation looked that sloppy after such great success a year prior.
And then they bring in Dean Pease. We're talking about 24. They stabilized after the bye. Actually started to get better before the bye. And we're one of the best defenses statistically in the NFL last 8 weeks of the season. But this year, again, it goes back to, and we lost Matabike, as we said. Owe had zero sacks before he was traded away. Van Noy aged another year, was a little bit banged up, so the pass rush was not. I mean, Teddy Buchanan went from a fourth-round draft pick to, what, your third-best defensive player behind Roquan or Kyle Hamilton and Roquan for a stretch, but they just could not. He didn't seem clever there wasn't anything unique, and I don't have the brain power to figure out a way or devise game plans. Go back to Sunday's game, for instance. Collinsworth's like, they're not blitzing, because when they tried to blitz Aaron Rodgers a couple weeks prior, he diced them up. Mm-hmm. So they were playing soft coverage, and he was just especially once he got his sea legs under him in the second half. So there was – he was out thinking the Ravens' defense.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. But maybe it's kind of like, you know, the offensive struggles, in the sense that it all starts with the O-line. And the O-line was never good, and it was just terrible all year, and that had that trickle-down effect on the rest of the offense. So maybe never having a legit pass rush did the same thing for the defense, in a way. But again, kind of the same personnel. Kyle Van Noy, another year older, certainly looked another year older this year, still had some moments. You mentioned Oweh did nothing before he was traded. Mike Green, far below our expectations as a rookie.
8 sacks was the prediction.
And again, the Madubuike thing. Because if he's there, he's getting sacks himself. He was showing that in just 2 weeks alone. And I think his presence unlocks things for other people, because he commands that attention. So I think it's a combination there. You know, pass rush regression could be viewed the same way the O-line regression was for the offense.
Zach Gore, I guess to my original point, sorry about that, we got off track a little bit. He was an undrafted free agent, became a second-team All-Pro for the Ravens. Career got cut short because of an injury, and then ascended up the ranks as a coach, but it just didn't pan out. So he's a Raven. Well, Zach Gore doesn't know what it's like. He knows what it's like to be a Raven more than you do as a player. And as a coach, it just didn't pan out. And I'm assuming that he'll find another job somewhere. Does he follow John Harbaugh?
If we're to believe this report that Harbaugh wanted to run the entire staff back, then maybe that would lend itself to that. I could picture that a little more easily than Monken following him. I'll just say that. But I don't know. I think he's got to go back to being a linebacker coach. And ultimately, it's probably just too soon. You know, and we even made the point at the time, even if you were on board with it, I was on board with the decision because I thought it was a good personality hire. The players gave him the vote of confidence. You know, hey, this guy's coming from within. We trust this guy. We already know this guy. It makes sense. And it just never worked out. And I think it's just ultimately a lack of experience. So, hey, a couple more years. Linebacker coach, that's your expertise. He'll be a DC again. He'll get a second shot.
So the Ravens looking for a new head coach. Before we hit the break, Ian Rappaport tweeting out that the Ravens have requested to interview Joe Brady, offensive coordinator, Buffalo Bills, who play tomorrow. Or is it Sunday? They play Sunday at Jacksonville. We'll get in all of our picks and breakdown of the NFL playoffs. Great college football game last night. Talk about that. A lot of Orioles settled their arbitration issues before it actually hits arbitration. Gunnar Henderson got paid, baby, and paid in a big way. We'll get into all of that and more, but if you want to join us, you can. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Featured Artist Friday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and Alex Gamponi.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Here on the Fan. Todd Monken was on the Ryan Ripken show. We're going to be playing clips from that throughout the course of the day, so stay tuned for it. Joe Brady, OC in Buffalo, Ravens request to interview him. They're going to talk to Davis Webb.
Well, they did yesterday.
Yeah, I keep confusing Mills and Webb, but Davis, whatever. But he's only 30 years old.
Yeah.
And he was at Texas Tech, I believe, when Mahomes was young. I don't know if he overlapped with Baker Mayfield, because Mayfield was only there for a little bit, transferred to Oklahoma. But Cliff Kingsbury was the coach. But Sean Payton is the one that elevated Davis Webb to the offensive coordinator. So I don't want to get into ageism here, especially as an old geezer. But for a young guy, Lamar Jackson just turned 29. Would he vibe more, just speculating, of course, with a guy that might be closer to his age? And was a third-round draft pick himself coming out of college?
I don't know if it's an age thing. I think it's just more personality.
Okay. Acumen, I think, would have something to do with it.
Yeah, and I think Lamar would respect that and tenure over someone new.
Yeah.
But that's without knowing him. I just can't wrap my mind. I know McVay was pretty young when he got the Rams job, and sure, that was a big to-do at the time.
Liam Cohen's a young dude in Jacksonville.
I mean, I'm 29. A couple months be 30. I can't
You're old, man.
I can't fathom someone my age being an NFL head coach. Like, trying to put myself in that spot. I just can't even wrap my mind around
it. Dude, I got people younger than me own NFL teams. Wrap your mind around that, Nolan McGraw.
I'll get there when I get there.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get out to the phones. Cars, Rico Kasich, Baltimore. Greg Hawks is from Howard County, if I'm not mistaken. I know he's out there in Montgomery or Howard County somewhere. So get on in here at 410-583-1057. Gunnar Henderson, big payday. Brilliant. Brilliant college football game last night. Pass interference in the end zone. We'll get into that during the whip around for sure. But we'll start it off today. Where are we going? Let's go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, what is up?
What's going on? The Cars, great band, but they're always going to be known for some people for the movie lore of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, moving in stereo. You remember that, Bob?
Oh, yes. Phoebe Cates took her top off as Judge Reinhold was doing things to himself in the bathroom.
Yeah, and Ramon was scalping tickets Van Halen or something, or was it Black Sabbath?
I think it was all of them. And then Spicoli was with it. He got all this money, and he had Van Halen. A lot of references that relate to people of our age, for sure.
Great movie. But first of all, let's start off that I know that how bad the Dolphins must really want Harbaugh. They just got a new GM from the Green Bay Packers. He just came. He was one of their, I forgot what he was, in charge of something, but he's now the GM over at, for the Dolphins. That was quick how they acted quickly to get that GM. As soon as Harbaugh's name was announced that, all these coaching vacancies.
John Eric Sullivan is the new GM.
Yep, new GM. But, being a, like I mentioned before, following college, because I know Monkton was at Georgia, but it's funny, the Georgia people are now clamoring to get him back because of, they weren't a fan of their offensive coordinator, like Bobo, so that now they want Monkton back. So he must have done something right, and it wasn't Monkton's fault. I'm going to go with it. That Zay Flowers fumbled in the end zone. Could he have ran the ball more? Yeah, he admits that. But there were things. If the defense makes a stop in the Pittsburgh game, are we still talking about it? Yeah, I know maybe they had a rocky relationship, but I thought Monkton did well for the years he was here, and he'll get another job either as a head coach or somebody's assistant because He did a lot of good things, and I'm sure Lamar is not probably the hardest is not easy to work with. But I want to go back to real quick the Ravens have more problems than we know with the construction of the roster for next year. There's going to be a lot of free agents. I know you all have talked about that, but that's a big cap hit. What is it, $74 million?
Yeah,
and Lamar doesn't have an agent. So when is this going to be taken care of? Because If they don't get that straight, which is a big problem, there's going to be a lot of good free agents that fall off the board, fall off the thing because they don't have enough money to pay. I mean, even though the Ravens are an attractive place to go and great organization, who the heck knows who's going to be here by then or who they're going to sign? So that's my concern more as Lamar's cap hit of $74 million. And that's big.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Have a great weekend. Hey, maybe when Steve Bisciotti and Eric DaCosta meet with the media Tuesday, they'll start off with, hey, we've renegotiated with Lamar.
That'd be huge.
I mean, the window's never closed. I mean, free agency in earnest in, middle March there.
Right. And
but you can get your deals done if you want to anytime.
Yeah. Rob does make a good point, though, because I didn't even really think about that. It is the first domino that has to fall, but if it lingers, and this is personal opinion, but I would imagine that the Ravens have been trying to get this done the past couple years, at least last year or before this past season here. And Lamar, probably knowing the way quarterback contracts work, said, nope, wait another year. There'll be another quarterback in that time that'll extend or sign, and that'll bode well for me, and I'll re-up for even greater money down the road. I think he'll come to the table. I hope it's easy because in my mind, it should be pretty easy. There's really no argument over what his value is. It seems like he's dropped the fully guaranteed thing. We got that out of the way after the whole Deshaun Watson debacle, so that shouldn't be a sticking point this time around. But the only other interesting thing is that Goff is kind of right in that camp too, where if the Lions want to keep him, and I assume they do, he's got a massive cap hit as well. So is that going to become this waiting game where both Goff and Lamar are waiting for the other one to go first so they can get more money? That's the only concern I would have.
And it's usually how it works, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first guy that's he's the highest paid until the next guy renegotiates his deal. And Jeffrey Jadia told us a couple of days ago, Patrick Mahomes' cap hit $78 million.
Yeah, throw him in there, too.
Coming up. Here, let's go out to the phone. We got time for another call. Let's go to Chris in Baltimore. Chris, thanks for holding. Happy Featured Artist Friday. How are you feeling heading into the weekend?
Thanks, guys, for taking my call. I appreciate it. Happy early weekend to you guys. Two questions. One is Harbaugh, and one is the new coach that may come here. One, Harbaugh, do you believe he has burnt bridges with all the past coordinators that he's had? Because it feels like he's either fired them or really it's been bad blood, like as far as them being released. You know, Cam Cameron, Rex Ryan, Jim Zorn, you can go on and
Mark
on.
Mark Trestman. Zorn was the QB coach, but Flacco loved him, if memory serves, way back when. And I think him and Monken are cool, at least according to Todd yesterday. But Wink Martindale, there's another guy that...
Well, most of these guys aren't in the league anymore.
Yeah. Wink's at Michigan.
The second question is, I want to bring up a guy who I think will be a nice coordinator, if they would think about it, will be Eric Bieniemy. He will be great for Lamar. And I haven't heard nobody bring his name up.
Yeah, for a couple years. Hey, Chris, thanks for the call. Have a great week. We were actually talking off the air yesterday about Eric Bieniemy, who 5 years ago looked like an absolute 100% slam dunk future NFL head coach. I guess the knock on him was that he didn't interview well, that Andy Reid called all the plays, but Matt Nagy got a head coaching job. And then Bieniemy went to Washington, lasted a year, then went to UCLA. And I really haven't heard his name mentioned in a couple of years.
That's why I had to look it up. You're never going to believe this. This is a running backs coach in Chicago this year for the Bears.
Oh.
I'm with you. I haven't heard his name mentioned at all. And they've had a great running back, a group.
They got Swift, a Benung guy. Yeah.
That's
there you go. Maybe he has rehabilitated himself. Nah, because Ben Johnson kind of runs the offense. No, you're not. Yeah. So if insert head coach hires Bieniemy as the OC, you thumbs down it?
I think the whole league has said that. Okay. I mean, and I don't think it's anything against him, but it is funny looking back on that whole saga. And I even got caught up in it. More so with a team like the Jets. Like, they were a team that needed a head coach at the time, and I was just saying, what do you have to lose? Like, everyone's going to praise you for the hire because everyone's saying, hire Eric Bieniemy. That it's unfair that he's not getting a job. You're going to get plenty of praise for that, and if it doesn't work, it's no different than where you are. You haven't found a coach for years. It was low-risk move at the time, but they're the ones actually interviewing him, so they know more.
410-583-1057 is the number. Get in here. Talking about the Ravens, of course, Gunnar Henderson, among others. A lot of Orioles got pay raises as arbitration. The deadline was 8 o'clock last night. Bradish and Keegan Aiken, I don't think, came to deals, so they can, you know, go through the arbitration process. Orioles could certainly get something done before it gets to an arbitrator. If I'm Keegan Aiken, I can walk in there and say, hey, I've carried a lot of roles for you. Mm-hmm. But Kyle Bradish, his number one trump card is, well, I'm your ace.
Yeah.
And the Orioles like, well, you've pitched 77 innings in the last 2 years, so what exactly is it that you're looking for?
Not surprised that that got to this point, that there's a difference in opinion. No one should be concerned by it. This is normal stuff, happens all the time. And if you look at what's going on with the Tigers right now in Scooble, that is a cause for concern if I'm a Detroit fan.
So what side of the menu we train in Detroit to get Tarek Skubal? We'll come back, take your phone call, support that 583-1057. Ravens, we asked this question yesterday. You want to answer it if you couldn't get in because we were chock full of calls all week long. Would you prefer an offensive coach or a defensive coach? How about Brian Flores as the head coach and he hires Mike McDaniel as the OC? We cool with this?
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Go back to Sunday. Ravens get knocked out of the playoffs. Loop misses the field goal. Gets death threats. Lunatics. For real. I mean, there's a line that doesn't need to be crossed. And it just... I'm going to pump the brakes because I'm going to start getting running hot. So anyway. So Tyler Loop, I got your back. You screwed up Sunday, but we're good. Got to make a game-winning kick before you get the confidence of the fan base back. Then Harbsy gets whacked. Yeah, Todd Monken over Ryan Ripken, who will be joining us at 1:30, by the way. Colleague here on the Fan. But needless to... And then DaCosta and Bisciotti are talking Tuesday. So the point is, Nolan, that Jonas Schaefer has a lot to address when we talk to him at the top of the hour.
We're feasting. Yes. We're feasting. And I mean, there's still so much to get into with the whole coaching change thing, but... I kind of want to start talking about some of these, you know, potential roster moves. You know, the Marlon Humphrey thing seems pretty obvious, but interested his thoughts on the whole Roquan situation. The big cap hit for him as well.
All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Antoine in Baltimore. Antoine, thanks for holding. What's happening, buddy?
Good morning, family. How are y'all doing today?
Doing all right, dude.
It's been a crazy week. So, oh, man. So, first thing is, I know people are upset because Tyler Loop missed that field goal, but you know what? This is his first offseason. This is his first time really kicking in the NFL. Justin Tucker talked about how bad it was to kick in Pittsburgh. All you got to do is just go back and work on his mechanics because he kicked a lot of time out of bounds on the kickoff. He get that straight, he'll be fine. It was strange that they got rid of Harbaugh, but you know what? The organization has been loyal to him. And he's been loyal to all his coordinators. He's been loyal to his players. So, you know, he'll get another job. But now my question is, are you going to get a coach that's going to come in here that you want a players-type coach? Are you going to get that Sis Boom Rock coach? Are you going to get that coach that's going to come in here hard-nosed? You know, what type of coach? Because realistically, I don't want Kevin Stefanski.
Okay. For what reason?
And because Kevin Stefanski, just because of how things went down in Cleveland this year and a lot of the stuff that happened with Shador, you know, a lot of that stuff could have been avoided. And I know a lot of it was could have been blown out of proportion, but a lot of that stuff could have just been different. But you know what? I got a friend of mine that called this, and I really hate to see it. He said the Steelers will lose in the first round they will fire Mike Tomlin and Baltimore will hire Tomlin. And I said, that's never going to happen. Y'all have a great weekend. I love y'all. I'll talk to y'all next week.
All right, Antoine. I don't see that happening either. Now, Tomlin getting fired if they lose to Houston, which I think they will. Spoiler alert with our picks later on the show. That wouldn't be surprising, but to come here, that's a zero. That's a Plutarski 0.0.
I think it might be interesting if he got an interview. That to me, and the headline. Well,
like a morbid curiosity sort of thing?
Well, though? It goes back to what I was saying about, you know, interviewing somebody from a division rival and who has schemed against the Ravens more than Mike Tomlin over the years. So now he probably knows what's up when he gets that call, and his agent can probably tell him how serious the interest is. But, you know, you sit him down. Hey, when you're scheming against us, where was our weakness? What did we screw up? What do we have to fix? What would you change if you were us? I mean, I don't know.
Well, if Mike Tomlin was losing his mind over Harbaugh getting whacked, imagine what's going to happen if he gets fired himself.
19 and, years, there's no patience, Bob.
And Tony Dungy, too. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's the Cars, featured artist Friday. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, 11 o'clock. Biscuit and DaCosta on Tuesday. Whip around 11:15. Great college football semifinal last night. It was pass interference in the end zone, but we'll get into all the other particulars. Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Buzz Williams still looking for his first conference win. They're out west taking on UCLA and USC. Slow start, shall we say. Whip around left 15. Brilliant college football game last night. One was targeting, one wasn't. We'll get into all of that. Early, that was more of a simultaneous than the Miami guy launched, apparently, and two kickers had a rough go of it. The Mississippi guy's got a cannon leg. He doinked the one.
Right.
And then he hit doinked two of them, but that one ricocheted in. That guy...
Well, you heard what... it wasn't Herb Street that said it, but the other guy. Who was the play-by-play?
It was Fowler, Chris
right.
Fowler.
Well, he said after the first kick, which was from... pretty long distance.
He
made that comment about the Ravens.
Oh, he did. Yeah, not in a derogatory.
Well, the kicker said, "I'm going back to Ole Miss," even though he would have NFL offers. He's like, "I'm going to ride out my college days." And Herb Street's like, "Hey, good for him." And then Fowler's like, "I'm sure the Ravens would like it."
Hey, why? Come on, Chris Fowler. All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ravens season is over. Their head coach has been fired. It looks like all the coordinators, or at least Zach Orr and Todd Monken, are going to be looking for employment elsewhere. Who would you like? Position? Would you want more of an offense or a defensive guy? We've got a list of people linked to Baltimore that a couple have already interviewed. Vance Joseph, Davis Webb, who we talked about, Robert Sala apparently is going to get an interview, Brian Flores, among others, Clint Kubiak. So they're running the gamut here. Retreads, younger guy. I mean, Davis Webb's 30, as we talked about. I mean, they're covering bases. How does that sound?
I'm just curious how long the process takes. The fact that they're having the press conference on Tuesday suggests that this isn't going to be an immediate, you know, all right, we got our guy.
Right.
I think they want to talk to as many people as they possibly can. Even if, like I've been saying, some aren't serious inquiries about, bringing this person in as a head coach, but more so just gathering information, gathering ideas. You know, you talk to a Robert Saleh. I mean, to me, that I do not want him as a head coach. But as a strong defensive mind, I'd like to hear his ideas.
I mean, look at what San Francisco's done defensively, minus a lot of their best players this season. By the way, I'm kind of picking them this weekend, too. Spoiler alert, we'll do our picks later for booze. Let's go to Matt in Maine. Matt, thanks for holding. What's happening? Happy Featured Artist Friday to you.
Bob, happy Featured Artist Friday to you and Nolan as well. I'm going to talk fast so I can get this in because I was at the gym yesterday listening to Jerry. I know Jerry's got his niche and his shtick and all of that.
Jerry Coleman, who we're talking about, right?
Yes, sir. So now, I don't love Jerry, but the whole, I think it's disrespectful that Lamar didn't thank John. I'm like, please let's go back. Bob, 14, 15, 16, 17. The Ravens were the epitome of mediocre. 40 and 40. Does that sound like a Hall of Fame coach?
Not really. With one playoff win sprinkled in there, if I'm not mistaken.
Following year, starts 4-5. From the moment Lamar took over until John got fired, John's final, right now, his current coaching record, 180-113. Lamar's career regular season record, 80-31. The 67 games, it doesn't take a math genius to see that the 67 games that John is above 500 as a coach came in the 80 wins that Lamar put on this organization. So it's just kind of like, if anything that should have been in that message, it should have been John saying, Joe, for the Super Bowl, what a run. Lamar, 2 MVPs, proud of you. I get he was just trying to get out a quick statement, but it's like, it takes me to my other point. Everyone's talking about he wouldn't let Monken go, and so Steve, you know, called the big shot. I think what we should be talking about is it's incredulous to think John was ready to come back into next year with Zachary Orr in the same exact position. I mean, talk about like a guy thinking he's running the show. How many disappointments do we have with blown leads? And he was bringing both guys back. I feel like Munkin's the one that gets a raw deal in this. And, you know, I'm sure he'll go on to have great successes, Bob. And, you know, the thing with Lamar last year, the season that Lamar put up under Munkin, Munkin's definitely getting a raw deal out of this. But like I said, he'll land on his feet. Going forward, though, Bob, are you confident with EDC calling the shots? And I know we don't have any control over that, but like, can this thing get righted? Because I mean, I'm feeling like Lamar's turning 30 next season. And I'm just wondering what does that window look like to you and Nolan? Is it 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? Originally, I'll hang up on this. Originally, I thought we'd see that transition where Lamar went from being, you know, the heavy dual threat to it looking more like it looked last year. He still put up a lot of rushing yards, but it was more about the guy was basically, you know, he was precision back there. And I thought we were going to maybe have a decade of him just slicing the league up through the air. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
All right, Mike. Matt, thank you very much. Matt in Maine, what do you think, Aaron Nolan McGraw? First of all, are you happy with EDC, confident that he'll be the guy that can right the ship, fill holes, because there are a few of them now? It's funny, 8 months ago, it's the most talented roster they've ever had. I'm one of those guys, right, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be on notice, but I don't know if he actually is in the eyes of the organization. You know, if we have this loyalty conversation about Harbaugh, the last 18 years, you've only had the two GMs, and DaCosta was here for pretty much all of Ozzie's tenure as well, to be
pushing 30 years.
So yeah, I mean, I have a hard time seeing him be out very soon. But in my mind, it should be on notice because Harbaugh played a big role in the way this season went, in my opinion, and DaCosta's roster construction and whiffing on what we thought were some key signings at the time played a big role as well. And I think his drafts, while he has hit on more of some first rounders here recently, early in his GM tenure, first rounders, not so much. And that's the ones you can't miss at all. Like people say that he needs better drafts overall. I'm with you. But if you're not hitting on your first rounders, that's egregious. That can't happen.
Well, they have the 14th pick for now in the first round. And assuming Nolan, they have 11 picks overall, assuming they stay at 14, whoever that player is, and I'm not even close to getting into, I should go for the guy from Texas Tech. That player better be an impact guy, because Kyle Hamilton wasn't an impact player in his rookie year, started to become one late in 22. Linderbaum was plug and play because they had two first-round picks, trading away Marquise Brown, who was Eric DaCosta's first-round pick.
Yeah, and that's, again, we were in on Crosby, or really any pass rusher that you could get, and trading that first round pick this year.
No doubt.
So that, I think that's the other thing. You know, either nail a draft where you get like three or four impact guys, and one of them being an instant starter, or get aggressive and trade that first round pick to get an impact piece right now and try to win a Super Bowl right now. Stop hoarding mid-round picks. And I understand the philosophy where we take more swings, we got a better chance of landing a better player. And I understand that mindset, especially when we talk about fifth, sixth, seventh round picks. And when you bundle those, you're really not going to move up and get too much. But we say it these past couple of years, there's no reason to have pushing double-digit draft picks because you just don't have room for these guys. I mean, think about some of the guys that they drafted this year. What, like Longerbeam that got injured in the preseason?
I mean, yeah, a couple of DBs got
right. I mean, do these guys even make it? You know, or who else is getting pushed out?
Right.
If they didn't get injured, so there's just simply not space, and you can't stash everybody on the practice squad. So I think with where the Ravens are at right now, this kind of collecting as many draft picks as possible, not a fan of that. Even the comp pick thing, like if it means getting a good free agent, screw the comp pick, man. Like, let's win now.
We'll come back. We'll see what Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner has to say about all of this and then some, and how quickly did things deteriorate for John Harbaugh, not in 2025, but over the course of what, 48 hours from Pittsburgh to when he was fired at the end of the afternoon on Tuesday. Whip around left 15. Great college football game last night as the U. A lot of people thought they didn't belong in. Now they're 60 minutes away from winning a championship, and they're playing the game on their home field. Either Oregon or Indiana game that's coming up tonight. You can hear it on the Fan. And Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. What the hell's going on in College Park? He's going to tell you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.